From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Police in Islamabad, Pakistan say a bomb exploded near a market in the northwestern city of Peshawar today. At least 41 people are dead and many more were injured. It's unclear whether the bomb exploded in or near a minibus that was on the road when the blast occurred. This is the second attack in Peshawar in 2 weeks. A NASA spacecraft is on course to collide with the moon this morning. The crash of the $79 million vehicle may create plumes of lunar dust visible from Earth. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio reports.
The spacecraft is called the Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite, or LCROSS for short. The crash will come in two parts. First, the spacecraft's own booster rocket will plunge into Cabeas Crater. 4 minutes later, LCROSS will make a dive of its own. The probe will scan the debris kicked up by the first impact during its own trip down. Observers in North, Central, and South America may be able to see the clouds of lunar debris with telescopes. NASA hopes the collisions will uncover ice on the moon that future astronauts might use for drinking water and hydrogen fuel. LCROSS is part of a series of missions managed by the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, with the goal of paving the way for a manned lunar base. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins.
President Obama has won the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize, that word just in. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the central bank's unprecedented support for the U.S. economy will need to continue for a while. His remarks came at a conference on monetary policy in Washington last night. NPR's John Itzty reports.
While the chairman said the Fed is not ready to withdraw the massive amount of funds it's injected into the troubled economy yet, he also said that time will come.
At some point, as economic recovery takes hold, we will need to tighten monetary policy to prevent the emergence of an inflation problem down the road.
Bernanke's speech detailed the various ways the Fed has injected close to $1.5 trillion into the economy to fight the crisis. He noted that some emergency programs are already winding down. For instance, lending to prop up money market funds has gone from $24 billion at the height of the crisis to zero today. The chairman said the Fed has the tools to effectively withdraw its stimulus when necessary to avoid inflation. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Chicago arrested several demonstrators yesterday sitting in for universal health care coverage paid for by the government. A police spokesman says those arrested were trespassing on insurance company Cigna's property at its Midwest sales office. Katie Robbins, an assistant coordinator for the group, says that more sit-ins are planned.
People are willing to put themselves on the line. We need a Medicare for All single-payer plan, and we need it now.
And once again, our top story this hour, President Obama has won the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. This is NPR News. President Obama has another meeting today with top aides to discuss U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. One official tells the Associated Press the president is prepared to accept some involvement of the Taliban in Afghanistan's political affairs, but the official says Mr. Obama will not tolerate a Taliban return to power and is focusing on al-Qaeda. Golf and rugby may become the newest sports in the Olympics. The International Olympic Committee is scheduled to decide today whether to add the sports to the schedule for the 2016 Olympics Games in Rio de Janeiro. NPR's Howard Burkus has details.
It's been a week since the International Olympic Committee decided to put the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Now the group will decide whether to add two new sports to the Rio schedule. Actually, both golf and rugby were in the Olympics before in the early 1900s. Both or neither or one of the two could return based on the voting Friday at the end of a week-long IOC meeting in Copenhagen. Golf has had some of its biggest stars lobbying IOC members. That star power and golf's widespread popularity are attractive to Olympic officials. Rugby was once played by IOC President Jacques Rogge, and a seven-player version is proposed for the Olympics. Rugby boosters say inclusion in the games will increase funding and the sport's geographic reach. Howard Burkus, NPR News.
The president of the International Olympic Committee, Jacques Rogge, has easily won re-election. He was the only candidate, and he's to serve a final four-year term. He's headed the IOC since 2001. Rogge has overseen Olympics games in Athens, Beijing, Salt Lake City, and Turin. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.